10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Live from Salem, Oregon, it's Churchosity Podcast! What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Churchosity Podcast. If you're looking for a place to have lots of fun and edifying conversations about church culture, then you have landed in the right spot. My name is Heath Brady.
And I'm Andrea Brady.
And we are your Churchosity Podcast personnel. Coming at you.
Once again. Yeah.
Oh, Andy.
Yes.
I'm not even going to bother asking you how you're doing because you always give me the same answer.
What?
I'm fine.
I'm fine. Well, actually, I'm ecstatic.
Ecstatic? Uh-oh, changing it up.
You know why?
I caught you on a good day.
Well, we're making podcast history today.
Podcast history in the making.
Yeah, so we're going to have fun on this episode.
Is that the podcast history? We're going to have fun.
We're making podcast history because it's our 100th episode.
Yes.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are listening right now, you are participating in podcast history in the making. We are celebrating our 100th episode.
That's right.
But before we dive into our conversation about all of that and all the shenanigans we can get into in the process, we want to remind all of you to give us a rating and leave us a review. Because your ratings and your reviews not only help popularize Churchosity, but also make us a heck of a lot easier for other people to find us. And we also want to encourage every single one of you to go and check out our website. Churchosity.com is the home for all things Churchosity. Give it a gander, hang out for a while, and enjoy. All right, Andy.
So 100 episodes.
100 episodes.
I can't believe it.
100 episodes.
Now, these are the regular episodes.
The regular episodes. Bonus episodes don't count. Okay. Otherwise, we would have hit that like months ago. These are like the regular every week episodes.
Nice.
Yeah. 100.
That's pretty awesome.
100.
I didn't know.
This is a centennial celebration, y'all.
It's pretty significant, don't you think?
It is extremely significant. Do you know why?
Why?
Well, not to brag.
Okay, but brag.
Okay, I'll brag. Podcasts that reach this point of achieving 100 episodes rank in the top 3% of all podcasts.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Oh. Because the vast majority, I think that it's somewhere around 80%,
yeah,
fizzle out within the first 20.
Oh, man. Well, I could see that. That's something I would do if I were doing this all by myself. I'd be like, I get a, you know, an idea, and then I'd sit down and I'd be all gung-ho about it. And then, you know, fizzle out at some point, probably around episode 5.
Yeah. Well, that's almost what happened with Churchosity, but we'll get into that a little bit later.
Oh, okay.
So by the time we had dropped our 20th episode of Churchosity, mm-hmm, we were officially in the top 20% of podcasters.
Wow.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we are officially in the top 3% of, aww, all podcasts in the world.
That's awesome.
Because we have 100 episodes.
And how long have we been doing this?
We have been doing this, well, Churchosity has been a podcast since January of 2021.
Okay.
So this is, we are in the midst of our fourth year. So we've been doing this for 3 years as a podcast.
Wow. It is pretty hard to do this. I mean, it's hard to stay dedicated and consistent.
It's very, very difficult. I'd like to say that it's just as easy as putting a mic in front of your face and hitting the record button. Believe it or not, that's the easy part.
Oh.
And not always.
It's true. Because you have to feel it.
You got to feel it. You got to be in the mood, in the groove. You got to have something to talk about.
That's true. Luckily, the church just keeps giving us more and more things to talk about. Otherwise, this would be the Bible study podcast.
Yeah, we don't need another one of those.
Well, we do talk about the Bible.
We do, but we don't do like a inductive Bible study on our episodes.
No, that's more of on our bonus episodes,
yes.
Which I love so much.
Mm-hmm. That Revelation study is going pretty good.
I know.
I'm having a blast.
So, Mr. Rainey.
Yes.
I have to confess.
Uh-oh.
You know, this is your baby. Churchosity was your...
brainchild?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was my baby.
Yes.
Well, it still is my baby.
So tell us about it. Do you want to tell us how it all started?
How it all started. Well, in the year of our Lord... well, I'll just be honest with you. When the pandemic hit back in March of 2020, and we were all locked up in our homes for what was supposed to be 2 weeks, it ended up being 18 months, roughly.
You needed someone else to talk to.
Well, because, you know, all of my ministries were shut down because we had to, you know, be ostracized from one another or face jail time, essentially. I still had a lot to say.
Yeah.
And there, you know, I was just like chomping at the bit to teach and talk with people and connect with people. That was the thing that I missed the most was being able to connect with people. Especially on a biblical or theological level. And there were things that were occurring in church culture as a whole within the first couple of months of the pandemic that were kind of unsettling for me. And I had a lot to say about it. And one day I looked at you and I was like, you know what? I miss connecting with people and I got something to talk about. So I think I'm going to start doing a live stream.
Oh, yes, that's right. It was a live stream first.
Yeah, so we created the live stream Real Talk with Heath Brady, and it was definitely real talk, and it was a lot of fun. You know, we live streamed on YouTube for a while, and then after a while, we upgraded our membership to the streaming service, and I started live streaming on three different platforms, not just YouTube, but also Facebook and Twitch.
Oh, that's right, Twitch.
So we were, every time I went live, it was simultaneously broadcasting on three platforms. And I remember
buying like all sorts of like cool background lighting and stuff.
Yep. And we still have that.
We do.
Because at some point we are going to do some live episodes on camera and, you know, we have to have all of the gadgets and gizmos to look cool.
Yes, of course.
So that's essentially how Churchosity got its start. A live stream. Stream called Real Talk with Heath Brady.
Yeah. What were some of the early high points from podcasting?
That's a really great question.
Or live streaming.
Yeah. Well, the live streaming side of it was really fun
because
it was in real time and I got to chat with people live and engage in the topics that we were discussing.
Mm-hmm.
But one day, our good friend Josh Loftus...
Right.
Who is one of the hosts of the Reformatory podcast. He's an old friend of mine, my bromance. He said to me, you know what, Heath, you've got a really good radio voice. You should seriously consider doing a podcast. And I hate the sound of my voice on recordings. I just always have.
Oh my gosh. I love your voice so much.
My soothing voice.
Yeah, I just... Oh, man. Yeah, I could listen to it all day.
Oh, don't tempt me.
Well, I do listen to
it all day. I could talk for hours. Oh, wow.
But I'm still laughing and I enjoy it. So there's nothing to complain about.
That's awfully sweet. So I hemmed and hawed and I decided that rather than creating a whole new podcast, I would just recruit you to learn a new skill set. And you ripped the audio from the live streams, and that audio was converted into our first season of podcast episodes.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
So I think that probably one of the earliest high points was you and I started working together, especially behind the scenes, mm-hmm. at creating this brainchild, this baby of mine.
So would you say that the first season is not of the highest of quality of recording?
Well, the content is stellar. The audio quality, not so stellar.
Right.
And believe it or not, one of the reasons why I love the fact that the scriptures are living and active, mm-hmm. is that some of the viewpoints that I shared on some of those earlier episodes, I've actually changed my perspective.
Yeah.
And I've kind of touched on some of those points on newer episodes. But... Huh. So that was probably the earliest high point, was starting to work with you as a team.
I love that you said that, by the way. Just as an aside, I just think that as Christians, we dig in on our beliefs or, you know, the tertiary issues.
Oh, I think every Christian gets cagey about something.
And yeah. I love that you are malleable to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and I think we should all be that way.
Oh,
and I'm proud of you for that. That's one of the things I love most about you.
Oh, thank just you, honey.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Another one of the early high points that I love bragging about was at some point we knew that we needed to do some kind of an interview type of format to grow our channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew Josh really well, so I brought him on a couple of times to interview. But when we did our first series on Church Hurt,
mm-hmm.
the You Are Not Alone series,
yeah,
you and I had so many thoughts and ideas about how to tackle that subject. Like, you and I put together a lot of material for that behind the scenes. And I remember thinking, well, why don't you just come on and be like my guest for, you know, 9 out of the 10 episodes on this? And so you joined me for all but one of those episodes.
That's right. I remember.
And it turned out to be not only our most powerful series, but the most downloaded of our episodes is episode 7 from that series, which is appropriately titled Church Hurt.
Interesting.
So... from that, numbers and data don't lie. The audience loved having you join me.
Aw. And well, so thank you.
So we pulled the trigger, mm-hmm. and I believe it was the start of season 2. Mm-hmm. You were officially co-hosting with me. We were the Churchosity Podcast personnel, husband and wife Gen X team of Christian podcasters. And that was a huge high point for me.
Yeah, I never thought I would be a podcaster at all, but I think that it's fun being like a color commentator,
mm-hmm.
and I am biblically savvy, even though sometimes I pretend like, oh, really? Just for the sake of the podcast.
You're giving away our secrets.
Well, maybe I should save that for later in the episode. But yeah, I do sometimes. I mean, we do prep for these mm-hmm. episodes most of the time.
Yeah.
So I have an idea of what we're going to talk about, and we read up on it. So.
And you know what, Andy?
Yes.
You are the co-host of a top 3% podcast in the world.
Thank you. That's really exciting.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's why I'm ecstatic, right?
Yeah. One other early high point that was really a shock for me was that we... acquired listeners from 9 other countries outside the United States.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm pretty proud of that.
I am too.
There's people in other countries that like the stuff that we talk about. So.
I always wonder how these listeners from other countries especially hear about us.
Yeah, I've wondered that too.
Yeah, or in other parts of the country.
That
other
too.
Than our, I mean, in our country.
Yeah.
How they hear about us. But that's exciting.
Yeah, it's really
it
exciting.
Means we're growing.
Yes. And we're just going to keep on growing. So, Andy, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Let's talk about what it's like behind the scenes.
Okay. Oh, dear.
Let's pull back the curtain and reveal the wizard, shall we? A little bit. As I said, it's not just merely put the microphone in front of your face and hit the record button.
Right.
Let's give the lovely listeners kind of a mental picture of what it's like when we record.
Okay. Well, before we record, we have sit downs.
We have a staff meeting.
We do. A staff meeting. You and me. We have coffee time every day. And sometimes we'll talk about the pod. Well, almost every day we talk about the podcast, but we make it an official Churchosity podcast meeting.
Staff meeting
to come up with topics and just kind of bounce ideas off of each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things that we can do to improve, things that we can do to grow. Things that we should change.
Things that we shouldn't have done.
Yeah. Changing things back.
Right.
Getting rid of things, adding things. Mm-hmm. It is a learning process.
Yeah.
But when we sit down to record, also the equipment.
Yeah.
You know, we have gone through, three sets of microphones?
Three sets, yeah.
And I think we're pretty happy with what we've got now.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm very happy with what we have now.
I don't want to buy anymore. But when we sit down to record, I think, you know, we have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoy talking. And it's more like an extension of what our coffee time mornings are like.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun. I enjoy sitting down and having recording with you and having coffee and... It's not work, it's play.
Right.
And we're talking about one of our favorite subjects, of course. Jesus.
Grief?
No, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Right.
Yeah, and when we're recording, we're sitting in front of our computers in our little office in our house,
mm-hmm.
and we've got three dogs laying around us. Sometimes they're petting us or pawing at us or coughing or...
Barking.
Licking or, you know.
And we have to stop and we're like, stop it. We need to take them outside sometimes. And
yeah, so
we get
like
interrupted.
These episodes, you know, you get the highest quality when you're listening to it, when you pull up an episode out there in listener land. But even though those episodes range from 35 minutes to an hour for you, it sometimes can be up to 3 hours worth of audio because of all the times we have to stop and tell the dogs to shut up.
That's true. Yep.
But it is fun. And I think that over the years, the dogs have gotten used to it because like right now we're recording and all three of them are asleep.
I know. It works out well sometimes.
Yeah. We used to, like when we were doing the live stream, the dogs couldn't be out of the office. So you would have to sit side saddle and we put the dogs on their little pet bed behind us,
mm-hmm.
so you could actually see them on camera sometimes. It was pretty funny. But that's kind of in a nutshell what it's like behind the scenes for us.
Yeah, well, you mentioned me learning a new skill set, but you're really the one who produces the podcast. You are the one who sits down and edits and adds music to it and makes it beautiful for the listeners.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you learned a new skill set too.
I did, because I am so computer illiterate.
No, you are not.
Compared to people who do this and have been doing this for a long period of time, I ask questions from people all the time. You know, how do you do this? How do you find that? Where do you go for this? There's one question that I get from a lot of listeners that's kind of cool. That is, how do you come up with the music you select for each episode? Because if you've been listening for a long time, you'll notice that the meat and potatoes of each episode has different music.
Yeah.
And honestly, how I determine what music is going to go in the background for each episode determines on the theme or the mood of what we're talking about.
Hmm.
I try to make them match.
Yeah.
It's not really like rocket science, I hate to tell you.
Well, you are the musician.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you have the ear for
that. I just kind of feel it. Yeah, you do. It just kind of comes to me, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. And I'm more of the technical behind the scenes person who does the artwork. Well, now I'm doing some of the artwork, and I'm doing, like, I did the logo and I did the website and things like that. So that's my area of expertise.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the blogging.
Yes.
But we'll get into that a little bit more later.
Sure. So what do you think are some lessons that we've learned along the way?
Hmm. Well, you can't record, or you shouldn't record, when you're not feeling it.
100%.
Because otherwise it falls flat.
Mm-hmm. Recording for the sake of recording, in my opinion, is a cardinal sin of podcasting.
Yeah. And
when you're partners...
Yeah.
It can make it even more difficult because you both have to be feeling it at the same time. And there's a lot of times where one or the other isn't ready to do it. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's true. Well, a lot of the time, because you're more the Bible teacher and you're very, you're more the lead in the conversations. If you are feeling it, I will try my best to make myself feel it too.
Yes.
I'll do whatever I can to like hype it and then get in the mood to record as well.
Well, that is a secret that I did not know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because...
So it's all on my shoulders then.
Kind of, yeah. It is.
No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure.
What are some other lessons that you think that we have learned?
Don't lay eggs.
Mm.
I don't think we've laid any eggs, but...
If we have, they've been edited out.
They've been edited out. Yes.
What do you mean by laying eggs?
Saying things that could cause someone else to stumble.
Mm.
Saying things that are inappropriate. Or saying things that just aren't edifying to the conversation. Because our goal is what?
The goal of our instruction is love.
Mm-hmm. From a pure heart.
And a good conscience.
And a sincere faith.
Yep.
So if it doesn't fall within that, we try to edit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's our goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good. Because that is kind of our aim, you know, to fall within the parameters of that verse from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very true.
Yeah.
I know like two huge lessons that I learned pretty early on.
What?
One is to have patience that your listeners, your audience will grow.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't happen overnight.
No.
And, you know, even when there were 20 downloads.
That's still 20 people.
That's still 20 people that want to listen to what we have to say.
I know.
And the way that I was able to change my perspective on the numbers thing, because now I don't even worry about the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that I was able to change my perspective about it was a friend of mine said, how much would you enjoy getting up to preach every Sunday morning with 20 committed people listening to everything that you had to say? And I was like, yeah, that just rocked my world. Insert slice of humble pie.
That's right.
You know.
That's a good point.
So that is a really huge lesson that I learned. And then the other lesson that I learned, and I think we've both learned this, although I don't normally speak for you, but I think I can safely speak for the both of us here, is dedication.
Yeah.
Like you got to be all in.
Yeah.
And there's been times where we've needed to take a break, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But a few times, those breaks have gone on for months.
Mm.
And it's kind of like, you know, the average high school graduate decides that they're going to take a couple of years off before they go to college, but they never end up going back to college.
Right. Or a couple weeks or months turn into a couple of years.
Yeah. That can happen with podcasting.
Yeah.
And then you have to kind of like re-motivate yourself and be re-inspired to jump back on the horse. I'm glad that every time that we have needed those breaks, because it isn't that we didn't want to record or have a podcast anymore. It's just life.
Yeah.
And circumstances. And in the back of our minds, every single week would go by and we'd be like, oh, we went another week without an episode. And and we get upset with ourselves. And so eventually we were just like, you know what? We just got to bite the bullet and do this, because we have people that want to hear what we have to say and we owe it to them.
Yeah, it's the truth.
So that's why on a lot of our episodes lately, I bring up the fact that we're on a serious roll, because we are, like, yeah, since Christmas, and yeah, and things have just been going great. So that's a huge lesson that I've learned.
Awesome.
What kind of fun stuff has been going on behind the scenes lately?
Behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Well.
What kind of fun stuff have you been working on, Andy?
Everything. Well, the website, like, every single day.
Which is freaking phenomenal.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to make it freaking phenomenal.
It was phenomenal when it dropped.
Yeah.
And you just keep improving on it.
I do. I keep working on it. There's always a little something. And I got to update it and make sure it's working 100% and doing everything that I want it to do. And I hope everyone checks it out.
Mm-hmm.
There's that. And, you know, I want our podcast to grow. So I'm learning the things that we should be doing, maybe changing a couple little things here and there behind mm-hmm. the scenes.
Right.
Not our content. That always stays the same. But
better stay the same. Yeah. That's my baby you're talking about.
That's right. So I'm learning a new skill set again, just trying to figure out how to reach more listeners.
You never stop wowing me.
Aw, thank you.
And much of that work has really paid off.
Oh.
Because there's been some really cool things, especially within the last year,
uh-huh,
that have come to pass for Churchosity Podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, in 2023, Churchosity was nominated from Spark Media for a Christian Culture Podcast Award.
That's right, it was.
We didn't win.
But we were nominated. I was very, very honored.
Yeah, we were featured on their website. We were featured in their magazine for a couple of months. There was people from all over the country, all over the world, that all of a sudden were listening to us. And we've retained a lot of those listeners from that. So yeah, that was a really cool thing that early on in some of those minor changes that we were doing behind the scenes, that was paying off.
Mm-hmm. And then recently, we just got listed as number 63 in the top 100 Christian podcasts.
That is amazing.
I know, by FeedSpot.
Especially when you look at who's on that list.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm shocked to be on that list.
I'm honored.
Yeah, yeah. I'm extremely honored. It's just one of those examples that you never know what could happen if you just let the Lord open your mouth.
Yeah.
You know, instead of yourself.
Exactly.
Well, we have something really cool that we're going to be doing in celebration of our centennial episode.
Yes.
We are going to be doing a giveaway.
Ooh, I love giveaways.
Yes, everybody loves a giveaway. So, Andy, would you do me a huge favor and walk our lovely listeners through the details of this giveaway?
Okay. So, the giveaway, we are going to create a quick survey. Okay, it's not very involved. It's just a little quick survey. The link will be on our website, and then we will have a drawing from all of the people that participate in the survey, and we'll be giving away some prizes.
Prizes.
Some Churchosity merch.
Merch.
And swag.
Swag.
Yes. We'll probably be giving away three things.
Probably, yes.
But we haven't determined what yet. Mm-hmm. You have to go to the website and do the survey to find out what we're giving away.
You can also look at what merch we have available on our website, too, to get an idea of what we might be giving away. And while you're there, you can buy some, too. I'm just saying.
That's right. So in the survey, we're going to be asking some questions. Especially what we're interested in is knowing what kind of topics you're interested in, because you guys matter.
Yes. You, the listeners, are who we do this for. All glory goes to God. But we say what we say for all of you.
For edification.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so we really enjoy hearing from our listeners topics that you would like us to discuss.
Yeah, that's important to us.
And I dare say that there might be something in it for you as a listener if we choose your topic and do an episode. But we'll just have to wait and see.
And we'll have to wait and see.
The proverbial ball is in your court, ladies and gentlemen.
So check out our website,
churchosity.com, for all things Churchosity, not just episodes. We got some cool blogs, and we've got merch, and our cute little faces are on there. And a little bit of our bio and backstories on there, too. So go check it out, churchosity.com. Andy?
Yeah.
In your humble opinion, because your opinion is always more humble than mine is, how would you say that Churchosity has surpassed our original vision?
Well, it's become a weekly consistent presence.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited about it. I love the bonus episodes. I just absolutely love the fact that we're going through a book of the Bible. Right now we're going through Revelation. So I really think that I really love our regular episodes that talk about, you know, church culture topics,
mm-hmm.
and things, you know, in Christian living. But then I also like our bonus episodes where we're kind of deep diving into a book of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes hand in hand. I think it's just a really good combo.
Yeah.
Because originally our vision was just talk.
Let's just talk about what's going on in church culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that we talked about creating a website, but it was like something we talked about years ago.
Yeah.
And it's been a work in progress. Just kind of, you know, it seemed overwhelming to me creating all the graphics that go on the website, creating all the text that goes on the website, finding a way to create the website and host it and then park the website. I mean, it's just so much that goes into it, because
mm-hmm.
it wasn't a part of the original vision. I just, you know, we thought reaching out to people on our socials was plenty.
Sure.
But then I thought, it's not. We really need to have a home base.
Mm-hmm.
Where people can go and find out all the stuff that's related to us and be able to access it in one place.
Yeah. Well, and up until we launched our actual website, the only website we had was our podcast host website, which is just our episodes.
That's right.
And that served a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And it still does serve a purpose. There are still people who don't listen to our podcast on podcast apps. They listen on our podcast website,
right,
on our host website.
Mm-hmm.
But having an official landing spot for all things Churchosity has just been a really, really cool addition to what we're doing.
Yeah. And I never thought we would have like a little store on our website where you can buy merch.
I know.
I mean, I always thought I'd have like maybe a couple t-shirts and a couple bumper stickers made up with our church our Churchosity logo on there. But I didn't think that we would create like a little store, which I think is cute. Not that I'm, you know, I just love it.
Yeah. We're also in the process of designing little stickers to send out to people too. So look for that in the not too distant future.
Right.
I never envisioned having paid subscribers.
Yeah.
And we have Patreons now.
I know. I'm so thankful.
And man, it is, I'm humbled by that immensely.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to spoil our Patreons the best that we can. We'll spoil you more as as time goes on, but you know, those bonus episodes that are now dropping on our regular channel, they're 4 weeks after the Patreons have gotten them.
That's right. They get early access.
Yeah, they get early access to everything, not just the current episodes, but they get a month jump on the bonus episodes. So just a little plug for becoming a Patreon. If you're enjoying that Revelation study right now and you don't want to wait 4 weeks, become a Patreon today and you can catch up and be 4 weeks ahead from where you are right now. But yeah, the Patreon thing, that just blows my mind.
Yeah.
I have so much gratitude for our Patreons. You know who you are, and we love you guys for that. I also, as reluctant as I've always been.
Ha ha. I know what you're going to say.
We are present on all of the socials now.
Even
Twitter.
Oh no, the cesspool.
And TikTok.
Ah.
So yes, we are on TikTok. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Oh yeah.
And our podcast is now also on YouTube.
I know, that's a new thing.
Yeah.
Well, we've had our video, the video portion of our podcast placed on YouTube for a while. But YouTube now has its own podcast section.
Yeah.
So we are able to upload all of our podcasts to YouTube.
Yeah. And it's going pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, gee, I heard that YouTube is like a third of the internet. If you can believe that.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Because if you need advice for anything, you go to YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, we do that.
We do.
What a concept. So, yeah, we jumped on that bandwagon.
I fixed our son's car because of YouTube.
That's true. That's very true. Yep. And I think that probably one of the greatest ways that we surpassed our original vision is that we're actually recording our 100th episode.
I know.
I mean, I never, not only did I never envision doing a podcast to begin with,
mm-hmm.
once we switched over to being a podcast, I didn't think we'd last. Like, if we could have recorded 20 episodes, I would have been content with that and just parked. But
that's true.
You know, here we, it's taken a long time to get here, but man.
Well, once we had our 50th.
Yeah.
I thought, let's go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can do this.
Yeah. It was kind of like chugga, 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 chugga. I think I can.
Exactly. Challenge accepted. And then the floodgates just kind of opened with topical ideas. So
yeah,
it's been a great journey.
Mm-hmm.
And, I really hope and pray that you all have enjoyed it thus far, and we are going to keep pressing on and keep surpassing our visions that we have now even.
So, Mr. Brady.
Yes, Mrs. Brady.
Why don't you tell me, what is your favorite episode?
Out of 100?
Yep. Do you have one?
I actually do.
Can you pick one? Oh, really?
I actually do.
Really?
It's actually an easy answer.
Really?
Yeah. And it's my favorite episode for two reasons. That episode is from season 3, episode 15, humbly titled Modern Circumcision Quarrels. And the two reasons why this is my favorite episode of all of our episodes is, first of all, you're the one that came up with the title for this one.
Oh my gosh.
And I just thought it was hilarious and I loved it.
And how many new parents are tuning into that thinking, should I circumcise my child or not?
Which is why you should listen to the episode, because that has to do with my second and more important reason why it's my favorite, is because that episode is all about legalism in our churches.
Right.
And that, you know, the whole circumcision quarrel
with
amongst the Jews about the Gentiles who were coming to faith is kind of, in a nutshell, what that episode is about. In fact, Let's play one of my favorite clips from that episode, shall we?
All right.
This persuasion is not from him who calls you. So how often do we think we're doing the Lord's work by coming up to somebody who we know is a brother or sister in Christ and rebuking them gently, hopefully, but on some kind of a matter that's really not that big of a deal?
Mm.
Have we placed extra requirements on our Christianity?
Hmm. That's a great point. It's interesting because Paul opens the letter to the Galatians in chapter 1. After he greets the church of Galatia in chapter 1, verse 6, he says, "I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you." Him, capital H. So that would be Christ.
Yeah.
"I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel."
Mm.
"Which really is not another, only there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ."
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason why I specifically love that clip is because it emphasizes kind of the point of summary in that entire episode, that legalism is a serious tear that has been sown into our church culture.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, when Paul wrote that epistle to the Galatians, in the first century, the church had not one but four huge tares that had been sown into their congregations. And one of them was legalism, which essentially denies the completed work of Christ at Calvary.
Not one but four?
Yeah, four.
Well, we might have to save that for another episode. Sounds intriguing.
For sure. But this whole issue of legalism, denying the finished and completed work of Christ at Calvary, was something that was kind of running rampant back then.
Mm-hmm.
And it infers that being saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone, is not enough for salvation. That there are extra hoops that we have to jump through to not only prove that we are saved, but to stay saved and to get God to like us a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that episode is probably, it's a tough choice, but that episode is probably my favorite one because of how deep and hard we go on that subject matter. What about you, Andy?
I really love the episode that's entitled "Jesus That's 500 Times."
Oh, yes. And that would be season 4, episode 13.
Yes, exactly. I have a little clip that I selected from there, too.
Well, let's give it a listen.
All right.
And then one more section of verses from Ephesians chapter 4. We love the Apostle Paul, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. Andy, would you read those for us, too?
Sure.
"Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you."
Mm.
Kind of the same message over and over again.
I know. I think that there's this recurring message, you know, but catch that in verse 31. "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you." See, that's how we want to react. We want to be bitter.
Mm.
We want to be full of wrath and rage. We want to be angry.
Clamor and slander.
We want to make noise and talk badly about the person that hurt us. Why can't we do that, Andy?
Yeah.
And we're malicious about it. We're methodical. We plan to do it.
In our humanity, it makes us feel better for a second.
And then God says, be kind to each other instead. Be tenderhearted, forgiving each other. Have that heart of forgiveness, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
Mm-hmm.
The moral of the story, ladies and gentlemen, is that reconciliation and forgiveness, they go hand in hand, because you can't have one without the other. Boy, even after all this time, that clip hits hard.
I love that episode. I love the subject of forgiveness and reconciliation. It just as we like to say, bakes my cookies.
Bakes your cookies.
And I picked that clip because for a couple reasons. One, it kind of summarizes our discussion for mm-hmm. one thing. And, you know, we're just having real talk, talking about how we really feel as Christians. We're normal people. We have real struggles, you know, and we're having fun a little bit too, talking about it.
Sure. How
we're not perfect. And we try to be. We want to be. That's the thing, you know. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want to be perfect. We want to learn to be like him as much as we can. But the struggle is real.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun to talk about because I don't think it's talked about nearly enough. We like to pretend that we have our act together. We like to pretend that, you know, we're a good, you know, we're a good, perfect Christian. We're a mature Christian.
Mm.
And even if we are a mature Christian, we still struggle.
Yep. Very
so
true.
I just love that clip. It just makes, not makes light, but it brings it into focus. And it, you know, we are admitting that we're, you know, imperfect.
Yeah. It makes it real.
It does.
It makes it really real, that struggle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that episode talked about the difference between the heart of forgiveness and the act of forgiveness. And,
yes.
And how we're always to have a heart of forgiveness, and that the act of forgiveness was tougher because it requires a whole other set of humility, and it's also conditional.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a really powerful episode. I remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also in that episode, I found another clip that I wanted to share. Do you want to share it? And then I'll explain why later.
You got it.
Okay.
Think about what he has done for us through the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. He has atoned for our sin, a debt that we owe him. There is a debt owed to God because of how sinful we are at our core, how rotten we are at our core.
It's unpayable.
It's unpayable, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's forgiven an insurmountable debt that we owe him. That's the atonement. He's paid the penalty of sin.
Mm-hmm.
And the eternal separation from him. Because just like that slave, we recognize that we were unable to free ourselves from what we owe. Let me say that again for the people in the back of the room. Just like that slave
mm-hmm.
who owed an insurmountable debt, we recognize we came to the point where we beat our chest and begged and pleaded for the Lord's mercy. Rescue me. I'm a sinner.
Yeah.
We're unable to free ourselves from what we owe.
Hmm.
And he does it. God does that.
Mm-hmm.
He forgives it. He wipes it out. As you said, Andy, as you grew up learning in Sunday school, that when God forgives us of our sins, he remembers them no more as far as the east is from the west. Wow.
Oh, I just love that. I picked that clip because in every episode, or almost every episode, we try to preach the gospel.
Amen.
I mean, the Bible, the whole Bible points to Christ. And everything that we talk about points to Christ. Every topic we talk about points to Christ. And it just, it appears over and over and over again. And I just love how you bring home the gospel message no matter what we're talking about.
Mm.
And it's beautiful. Can never get old, can it?
No.
You said, the scripture is living and active.
Yeah. And believe it or not, I know that there are preachers and pastors out there that think that preaching the gospel Sunday after Sunday gets boring.
I don't know how.
I don't understand that. If you honestly believe that preaching the gospel every single Sunday is boring, I dare say that you're boring.
Well, it's not like you're sitting down to preach John 3:16 every Sunday.
Or maybe they should.
But everything points to Christ.
That's right.
It's easy to come back to the root
mm-hmm.
of our faith.
Amen. Yep, because without him, we would be nothing.
Exactly.
Just dead men walking. Well, Andy?
Yeah.
I got a random question for you.
Okay, what is it?
Because I know that we have listeners out there that may possibly be dabbling with the idea of podcasting themselves.
Ooh.
They've got something to say.
Uh-huh.
I dare say that we have been an inspiration.
Well, that would be really exciting.
It would be totally cool.
Yeah.
So I just would be curious to know, what advice would we have for other podcasters?
Well, are you ready to learn a new skill set? I mean, there are many online platforms that make it easy for you, mm-hmm. but you want it to sound good to your listener. So it does require a little bit of work outside of just talking and recording your voice and the things that you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So
we have lots of gadgets.
Yeah. I think planning, expect to pay some money too. Out of your own pocket, because it isn't free to produce and to put your stuff up on the internet. Well, I take that back. There are platforms that are free, so you can do it for free. You could.
We started for free.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you get what you pay for.
That's true. You do. But starting out, it's not a bad idea.
Right.
It's nice to make an outline and plan your content ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Find your niche.
Your niche.
Niche. Niche.
That took us some time.
Tomato.
That took us some time.
Yeah.
And you know what's really cool about that is that your niche can change.
It does.
It's not really etched in stone.
No.
And a lot of times that kind of depends on the response that you get from your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you look at the content that is getting the most listens and downloads and you go, this is what the people are asking for.
Mm-hmm.
So in one sense, some insight that we've gained is we should probably shift into more of this type of a direction.
Yeah.
So like, we went from the real talk conversations
mm-hmm.
to the Gen X take on church culture.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if you haven't noticed, we're kind of shifting gears into more of the, we are a Christian married couple that's yeah. talking about church culture.
Right.
Because we kind of realized, and actually one of our listeners made this suggestion to us, that it might be possible that if we merely have conversations from the Gen X perspective, that it might be off-putting to people from other demographics.
Right. We don't want that.
We do not want that. Mm-hmm. Because the gospel isn't just for Gen Xers, even though it should be.
No.
Just kidding. But the gospel is not just for Gen Xers. It's for the whole world.
Exactly.
And so we are constantly evolving in what we produce and making sure that it's for everybody. We're not just a family show. We're a show that we strive to cross all demographic boundaries, for lack of a better term.
That's right. So what advice do you have for the people that want to be podcasters?
Well, make sure that you've got something to say, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
I would seriously, because that's probably the main reason why I never thought I would get into podcasting, because I didn't really think that there would be longevity in what I thought I had to say. But make sure that you've got something to say. Second of all, don't take yourself too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
We don't.
No.
You see how much of a goofball we are on all of our episodes, and we're talking about serious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard enough trying to not take yourself too seriously in your daily walk with Jesus. Don't worry. Don't overthink. Just do what the Lord lays on your heart and go for it.
Yeah.
Because if you've got something to say, that means that there's somebody out there that needs to hear it. That would be my chief piece of advice to those wanting to become podcasters.
Yeah. Oh, and if you have people around you that want to help, it would make things easier if it were a team effort.
I was going to say, find a good support system.
That's right.
Get people around you, whether it's a spouse, a friend, someone else who's a podcaster, whatever it might be. I'm even willing to mentor people. I mean, I'm not the greatest at this. I do the best that I can, but I've been doing this for how many years did I say? 3 years now? A little over 3 years?
And it's about 4 years.
4 years? Wow, you're right.
Yes.
And so, if you know, I can answer questions if anybody's got them. And you could too, especially with the behind-the-scenes stuff, Andy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's true. You can email us at churchositypod@gmail.com.
Word.
Or go to our website and drop us a message.
Yep, for sure. But like you said, Andy, it's really good to have a support system, because at the end of the day, whether you've been podcasting for a while or a short time, or you haven't done it at all but you're thinking about doing it, it really does take a team effort. Being a part of networks, like on social media, I belong to a handful of Christian podcasting networks on the socials, and it's really great to have people praying for us, for our podcast. I pray for them. I've made some really good friends through this form of media as well. So it really is a cool thing. So if you got something to say, say it. Put a microphone in front of you, plug it in, and hit record.
And I want to thank all of our friends on the socials that we've met through the process.
The world gets really small in the Lord's kingdom in a good way through the medium of podcasting. Because and some of my closest friends that I've made through doing this, one of the things that we rejoice about on a regular basis is that we don't agree on everything.
Right.
But we get together and chop it up for fun. And it really does feel like we're hanging out around the water cooler, and we take jabs at each other in love, and we laugh and, and have a great time. And to me, that's what the church is supposed to look like. You don't have to believe the same about secondary and tertiary things, but they're wonderful conversations to have. And I've made some really great friends that I do that with, on top of the fact that we pray for each other, we support one another, we go on, I go on other people's shows as a guest from time to time. It's just, it's really, really great. Being a Christian podcaster has a lot of hidden benefits to it that you never really thought would exist going into it. And along those lines, we have just so many people to thank, and we can't list them all off because we're already short on time. In fact, we're over time. But I specifically would like to send a shout out to my good friend, my bromantula, Josh Loftus, one of the co-hosts of Reformatory Podcast. Josh, you are the man. You convinced me to give it a go in the world of podcasting, which evolved into Churchosity and what we have today. And without your personal encouragement and discipling and helping me with the learning curves of podcasting, I don't know how this ever would have even been possible. So my brother, I love you. I can't say enough how much gratitude I have for you, my man. I would also like to send a specific shout out to my brother from another mother, Mr. Joseph Day. He is one of the friends that I met through this whole Christian podcasting network, and he has been a huge support for me behind the scenes, iron sharpening iron. He and I have recorded some episodes on the side on his show, as well as a show that we're kind of in the process of getting off the ground. But my man, Joe, you know, I got so much love for you. I thank you for your love and your support and your prayers and just being my brother from another mother. Really, really helping to be an example of what the church should look like between two people, because it is just a great friendship that you and I have. And I'm so thankful to Jesus that we met. And someday we're going to meet in person. I'll hop on a plane and fly out there. And listeners, I want to recommend checking out some of Joe's work. He hosts or co-hosts on a handful of things. Look him up. Buddy Walk with Jesus, Kingdom on the Road, and the show that he and I are in the process of getting off the ground is called The Dynamic Duo, because on top of being brothers in Christ and pastors, we are also huge DC nerds. So check out those podcasts. And again, Joe, you are the man. I would especially like to thank you.
Me?
Yes.
Aw.
My phenomenal wife and freaking amazing co-host. I know, like you mentioned, I do a lot of the talking.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and this whole podcast is my brainchild. It's my baby. But you nurture it and cultivate it in a lot of unseen ways.
Aw, thank you.
Not just the skill sets that you teach yourself, which wow me all the time. The website, all of the graphics, but we are a team.
Mm-hmm.
And it never feels like I'm the boss and you work for me.
No, I never would say that it feels like that either.
And I hope that I never make you feel like that.
No.
But it is truly an honor to have a helpmate.
Aww.
In this vocational project that we do. And I have a lot of fun with you behind this microphone. I have a lot of fun in our staff meetings. And
yeah,
there is a lot of content that you come up with too.
Yep.
It isn't just me.
Yep.
And between the two of us, I really feel like we have grown something very, very special that would not be possible if you were not a part of it.
Thank you, honey.
And I just want you to know that I love you. And I'm so proud of you. And I'm proud to be your husband. And sincerely, thank you.
You're welcome.
For everything.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We would also like to send a huge shout out to our Patreons. You know who you are. Again, that surpasses any dream or vision or goal that we had when we set out to do this. But you guys go the extra mile to show your support for the show. And so we will continue to go the extra mile to give back to you, our fabulous Patreons. Your names are still ringing forever in the halls and archways of Churchosity. We love you.
And our super listeners.
Our super listeners. Now, Andy, what do we mean by super listeners?
The ones who've been with us from the beginning, right?
The OGs.
Yeah.
We got a lot of those. A lot of OGs. You super listeners, be looking for contact from us in the not too distant future. Because we are going to be reaching out to you for some specific feedback that we hope you will give us. But you super listeners, you are the ones that really laid the foundation for Churchosity on that side of the microphone. And we appreciate you for being part of the long haul, being part of this grind, and here through 100 episodes. Can you freaking believe it?
I know, it's exciting.
So, yeah, thank you, all of you guys, so much for all that you've done for us personally and just supporting us in the ways that you do. So, this is our 100th episode, and we are far from done.
Right.
Lord willing, unless he returns, I say we do 100 more.
I think so, too.
So
we have a lot more to say.
We do have a lot more to say. And along those lines, Andy,
yeah.
What sort of things can our listeners look forward in upcoming content?
Well, I think we're going to be dipping our toes into some forbidden water.
Uh-oh. Are we going to talk about parenting?
No. Oh, gee. Well, maybe. That might be on there, but, you know, nobody wants to hear about that, really.
No.
We're going to talk about remarriage.
Remarriage.
That's going to top the first thing that we talk about coming next week.
Mm. Yes.
Yes.
And we have had some very long staff meetings about this content.
That's right.
And let me just tell you, folks, strap in because it's going to be an incredible conversation.
Yep. It's helpful conversation for everyone, not just those who are going through it or have gone through it. All of us have, we know someone who has or is going through it.
Yes.
So it's a good conversation for everyone.
Yes. And we believe that it is a demographic in our church culture that is incredibly underserved.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to serve them. And also coming up in the not too distant future, we possibly are going to be having some rather exciting guests on our podcast.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah. One of which may be a rather infamous Christian music recording artist.
Ooh.
But we'll just have to wait and see. So once again, we thank you all so much. And just as a little bit of housework, we want to encourage all of you to please share this episode with all of your friends and your family, especially the ones who don't already listen, because this is a momentous occasion, folks. There's only 3% of podcasters in the world who can boast a 100th episode. But also, we want you to remember that this isn't just a celebration of the work we've done. This is a celebration of you, the listeners. Because without you, we wouldn't even be here.
Mm-hmm.
We would just be talking to empty space. And it would be kind of ridiculous to sit here and brag about 100 episodes that nobody listens to.
Oh, that would be weird.
So celebrate, folks. Be part of our celebration, because this is about all of us, especially all of you. Remember, folks.
Gosh.
It takes a long time to get here. But you know what, Andy?
What?
We're just getting started.
We are.
So continue to support us, everybody. We thank you all for being the most important part of this remarkable journey into podcasting excellence.
And that's all we have to say about that.
Thank you for listening to the Churchosity Podcast. Don't forget to give us a rating and leave us a review. As Andy mentioned, on our next episode, we will be diving headfirst into the deep end of the pool and starting a conversation on the topic of remarriage. Over to you, Andy.
Be sure to check out our website, churchosity.com, where you can follow us on the socials, become a Patreon, read our blog, and drop us a message and give us your feedback, because we'd really love to hear from you.
And don't forget to spread the word about Churchosity Podcast by just simply telling a friend to tell a friend what we're doing here.
Yeah, let them be a part of the conversation too.
But always remember, as it says in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, that the goal of our instruction is love.
From a pure heart.
And from a good conscience.
And a sincere faith.
So we thank each and every one of you again for listening, and we hope to catch all of you on the next episode of Churchosity Podcast. Peace.